Welcome to the 5 Minutes to Sexy podcast, where you will learn how to achieve your sexy potential in 5 short minutes a day. Join Lucy, the sexy mama coach, on the modern day mama's journey to achieve a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Hi, I'm Lucy, your host to 5 Minutes to Sexy. In today's episode, we're covering 3 essential lifts for a sexy body. So, ladies, let's say you're really serious about building that sexy muscle tone, but the weight room at the gym can be a little intimidating and you don't want to look like an idiot wandering around aimlessly. So, then let's say because of this, you choose to stick to working out at home, which is all good. That's actually what I do out of convenience more than anything. And by now we know that you can get a great workout at home with the right basic weights. But whether you're working out at the gym or at home, you gotta have a plan, right? So to create a plan, you gotta begin with the basics, the essentials, and build from there. Now, personally, I've grown up with a very active lifestyle. I used to be a runner. I'm not really into running anymore. I stopped enjoying it, so I stopped doing it as much as I used to do. I mean, we're talking like I was running 80 to 100 miles a week, and that wasn't building the body that I was striving for, and I didn't even know why. I didn't realize that I was like working against what my goals were, and while not even enjoying what I was doing. So I quit that. Now, for a while, I did do a little bit of weightlifting when I was a sprinter in high school, so that was, you know, many moons ago. And it wasn't necessarily that I was intimidated by the weight room at that time. I had spent a lot of time in a weight room, not actually lifting weights, but watching my father lifting weights because he was a bodybuilder. And so I was, you know, exposed to that whole world of like hustling in the weight room. And I loved it. I loved the idea of it, of being strong, of being able to, you know, do what the boys were doing and lift what the boys were lifting. But of course, my dad didn't let me actually lift any weights. I was just a spectator. So whenever I was in high school and I had the opportunity to lift a little bit, I did. And I saw great results and it improved my performance as a sprinter. However, that was short-lived and I didn't really carry those principles with me. I didn't continue weightlifting. I didn't really think it was necessary, that important. So fast forward a few years, I got married, I had 2 kids, 13 months apart, and my husband was going to be overseas for about 7.5 months. And during that time, I decided, you know what, I can do this. I want to get crazy strong for my body type, stronger than I've ever been before, and I'm going to start lifting. And I didn't know where to start, so I had to figure it out. My husband helped a lot. He was constantly feeding me information like, okay, try this, see if this works for you. And I found something that really worked for me, and I was shocked at how much weightlifting changed my body. So if you're at the point now where, you know, you've been in major fat loss mode and you're ready to build that sexy muscle for reals, and so that can also help you burn more fat, these are the 3 lifts that I recommend. Okay, so what are they? The first is the squat, an obvious choice. You don't stop hearing about how great squats are these days. They build your booty, shape your legs, make your everyday functional squatting movements better. So you've got front squats, back squats, one-legged squats, split squats, goblet squats. There are so many squats to choose from. The second lift is my personal favorite, the deadlift. The king of lifts. The deadlift improves posture. It increases your core strength, your stability strength, increases your grip strength, and actually engages all major muscle groups in one fell swoop. So such an engaging exercise increases natural testosterone production, which promotes tissue healing, bone strength, and fat loss, all of which we could use. And aside from the physical transformation, this particular exercise helped me achieve. I found it so empowering to walk into a weight room as a small, non-threatening looking 125-pound woman and pick up over 200 pounds off the ground. Oh yeah. Of course, it's important to mention that I didn't start out lifting anywhere near that much weight. I've worked my way up to it over the course of time. But with the deadlift, you have lots of variations to choose from. Mixed grip, Romanian deadlift, straight leg, sumo, kettlebell sumo, and more. And the third lift is the overhead press. Some women are amazed to learn that lifting weight over your head actually works your core strength and stability so much. So forget those crunches and little ab exercises. Get your big girl panties on and do these overhead presses. The move also improves your shoulder health, helps prevent muscle imbalances, decreases rotator cuff vulnerability, which is a super common area of injury. A few options for this exercise are the traditional barbell overhead press, a dumbbell overhead press, single overhead press with a dumbbell or with a kettlebell, or a double overhead kettlebell press. That is a lot of words. So there you have it. 3 essential lifts for a sexy body. Now, if you'd like to skip the bit about creating your own weightlifting plan, check out the Weight Room Fox program within my Get Real, Get Sexy coaching program. Or you can purchase the Weight Room Fox add-on within the Sexy Mama program. Now, all these options can be found on sexymamamovement.com. Now, go get a mama. Build those sexy muscles. Well, that's it for today, and thank you for joining me on the journey to sexy.
Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes to Sexy. For more on how to be a sexy mama, visit sexymamamovement.com. See you there.